Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Menachos Daf Chof Gimel, Menachos 23 on the bottom of Chof Gimel Amud Beis. On the bottom of 23b, the Gemara introduces a concept. The Gemara cites a Braisa, and the Braisa states, Tibwa Beketzach, that if a person took, when making matzah, they took dough, and they added to the dough a spice that the Gemara calls Ketzach, which seems to be a type of black seed. Maybe the Rishonim describe it as something, a spice that was black, but not pepper. And it was something that was customary to place in the bread in the Talmudic times. The Aruch writes that it was similar to cumin. Anyway, so whatever this was a spice, or it was shumshumin, a type of sesame seeds, tivolin, or other spices that they placed inside the dough of that they were making into matzah. So the Braisa says it is kishera, that this matzah is kosher to fulfill one's obligation of eating matzah on the first night of Pesach. And the reason is because matzahi, it is called matzah, but it is called Shenikres matzah mituvelis. It is called matzah that is spiced. So this is the opinion of the Braisa on our Gemara on Chof Gimel Amud Beis. And this concept of the Gemara is indeed how the Rambam paskens. The Rambam rules in Hilchos Chametz Umatzah, Chapter 5, Halacha 20, Halacha Chof, that it is permitted to place spices or sesame in or this type of cumin into the dough that one is making matzah. That is how the Rambam rules explicitly. And according to the Rambam in Maisa Karbanos, Perak Yud Beis, Halacha Yud Zayin, the new thing, the Chiddush that our Bryce is teaching is that we don't say that the name matzah is going to be nullified, that the concept of matzah is not nullified by the fact that they have added spices to it, but rather it is called matzah mituvelis. And so we say this law, says the Rambam, it works both with respect to the matzah of the menachos, the matzah of the korban minchas that we know that they go on the altar, that they are not supposed to be leavened bread, and also with respect to the matzah of Pesach, that a person is able to add the spices to them, and it's still going to be kosher to fulfill one's obligation. And nevertheless, according to the Rambam, he rules that it is matzah ashira. So what this means is that this is matzah that we eat to fulfill our obligation on Seder night. It's supposed to be lechem oni, poor person's bread. But this matzah is matzah ashira, which is considered to be like quote-unquote rich matzah. And so therefore, a person has not fulfilled his obligation matzah and Pesach. That is how the Rambam rules. However, the Ravid says that if a person adds the spices, this tavlin, prior to the baking, then the Ravid argues with the Rambam and he says all the dough is going to be prohibited, both for the Korban Mincha and for the Korban Pesach, because the spices have the ability to make something ferment and leaven quicker. However, so he says, in addition to the fact that you have not fulfilled your obligation of eating matzah on Pesach night if there are spices in it, in addition to that, we say it's problematic because it could ferment quicker, and it's called matzah shira. And so therefore, according to the Ravid, what our Bryce is talking about is only after the baking and after the kneading and the baking took place that a person then adds the spices on it. And the Gemara is teaching us that we don't have to say that even though we've added the spices after it's baked, that it has nullified the taste of the matzah, and that's why we can eat it on Seder night and it's not nullified the taste of the matzah. And the Shulchan Aruch rules in our Chaim that if a person needs the matzah and these spices, with these spices, it is going to be kosher because we still have the taste of matzah. Nevertheless, the Shulchan Aruch is concerned for the opinion of the Ravid, and so he says that since the Ravid is concerned about this, a person has to be careful by doing it with the dough. Meaning to say that Shulchan Aruch says a person can do it after the fact, but before the fact he's concerned, and so a person shouldn't do it. And the Ramah writes that which the Shulchan Aruch says is kosher, that is only if a person does it with these spices, but if they do it with pepper, then it's going to be prohibited even b'di'evit, according to everybody, because the pepper has the ability to ferment it much quicker. And this idea that we have to be concerned about even anything coming in to the matzah because it can make it ferment quicker is actually relevant, even though today nobody would dream of putting into the matzah that we're going to eat on Seder night when it's in dough form, putting in spices. Nobody would do that, but we have a problem because we know that there are only two ingredients in the matzah. This is the flour and the water. However, we know that if people use like tap water for their matzah to make their mix their flour with the water, there's a problem because the tap water often has colors and flavors that are added in, and so therefore, because of this, because the tap water has certain chemicals that are added in that give it color or flavor, then we have to be concerned that maybe this color and flavor have the spices that are added into it that is equivalent to the tavlin. If there's chemicals that are brought in to make it either taste a little better or to flavor the water, so the city water therefore is problematic, and so therefore for this reason many of the poskim say that it's not okay to use the city water and combine it with the flour in order to make the dough, but rather people should be concerned that for the matzah that we're going to bake on Seder night, everybody should be very careful to use water that comes straight from a well, or and that was left overnight, or in addition maybe take it from pure water to make sure that nothing possible is added into it, because even though it's going to be in a minimal amount in this city water and it's so minimal, but we know that something like pepper can cause it to ferment in even a little bit, so too with these other things that are added to the water, that's city water, is problematic for that reason. So if a person wants to make their own matzah, a person should be careful to get pure water from a well or from a source similar to a well.